Performance, The Secrets of Successful Behavior. Author, Robin Stewart Cotts. Performance, it's about behavior. Performance matters. Everybody and everything is measured by performance. Behavior drives performance. It's what you do that makes a difference. If we accept that behavior drives performance, then personality is not the key. The thing that determines behavior is the situation. How you behave in your job is a matter of the requirements of the job. Your effectiveness is therefore a matter of matching your behavior with the requirements of the job. Continuous performance improvement. The ability to adapt your behavior to changing circumstances lies at the heart of effective performance. Performance improvement is about assessing the demands of the situation, examining your current behavior to determine its appropriateness, and adjusting what you do to meet the challenges. Changing behavior. People change their behavior either when they see the light or feel the heat. Change is rarely described clearly and almost never predicted or controlled. Performance improvement is based on observable, measurable data. The starting point for any performance improvement is understanding precisely what you are currently doing. Once you know what you're doing currently and the results of your actions, the next thing is to work out what you need to do differently. For this, you need the help of some behavioral technology that gives you an answer in specific behavior terms. Style descriptions are helpful, but they are general pictures of a set of behaviors, and they are not able to separate out which of the behaviors in the set make a difference and which don't. Organizational change begins with individuals changing how they behave and deciding what they will or won't do. People generally resist being told what to do. They can accept some direction, but tend to bridle at too much of it. We all like our own ideas, and we generally like them more than the ideas and suggestions of other people. Performance accelerating and sustaining leadership. Leadership is about accelerating and sustaining performance. Both are of critical importance, not only to organizations, but also to individuals. Performance sustaining behavior is directed towards improving efficiency, getting things done right, ensuring that systems and processes operate optimally, and maintaining quality. It focuses on optimizing results with given resources. Performance-driven leadership. Performance results from a combination of sustaining and accelerating leadership behaviors. Both of these forms of leadership behavior can be manifested in different ways. The principal ways in which they are demonstrated are through a focus on action, people, or system, or a combination of these. Action-oriented behavior. This behavior centers on taking initiative, setting the example, and creating enthusiasm and energy. People-oriented behavior. It focuses on delegating responsibility, building trust, creating strong team relationships, and building commitment to the goals of the organization. Performance-blocking behavior. Blocking behaviors obstruct change, subvert vision, and hinder achievement. Performance-blocking behavior is caused by external pressures and influences. It is not a personality issue. It results from frustration, uncertainty, anxiety, threat, and lack of control. Behaviors that leave people feeling unvalued bring forth reactions that sharply divert energy and attention from productive ends. System-oriented accelerating behavior focuses on creating an effective structure, ensuring that processes and procedures add value. Coordinating the activities of various individuals' uncertainty and frustration are powerful negative motivators. Decrease performance-blocking behaviors. To decrease it, you need to get feedback from people who work closely with you about what you do, when you do it, and what effect it has on others. Defensive-aggressive behavior. It occurs as a reaction to perceived attack on self-esteem. The consequences of significant aggressive behavior are long-lasting and can inflict serious damage. Conflict-avoidance behavior. The principal cause of it is the perception of conflict situations as win-lose, with the associated expectation of there being a high probability of ending up as the loser. Responsibility avoidance behavior. The cause of it is fear of being punished for making a mistake. Organizations that punish mistakes tend to have a disproportionate percentage of people who exhibit responsibility avoidance behavior. It is the reaction to stress, threat, uncertainty, and frustration that removes an individual from the source of the discomfort. The impact of motivation on behaviors. Motivation is much more of an inner state rather than something that one person does to another. People are motivated to do things when they want to do them. Motivation stems from what we are, what we want to be, what we need, and what makes us feel good about what we do. It therefore depends on the individual and the goal. There is a strong connection between motivation and behavior. We do things when they are rewarding and pleasurable, and we stop doing or avoid doing things when they are unrewarding or unpleasant. We find things that are rewarding and pleasurable motivating, and we do them as often as possible. How do you create winning teams? The single most important characteristic of effective teams is that every individual in the team feels a deep commitment to a common purpose and common goals. To perform effectively, the team cannot be more than 10 people, with 8 appearing to be an optimal number. One of the key elements of a winning team is a feeling of interdependency, one for all and all for one. Structures affect performance improvement. Coordinating and integrating people's actions and the results of those actions is a far more difficult task. The problem stems from traditional hierarchical structures. Probably the factor that has the most influence in driving a change in that model has been the customer. The necessity to integrate the efforts of different divisions and groups in an organization to create a common focus on delivering what customers want, when they want it, and at a price they are prepared to pay, has created the need for a different type of structure, the matrix. Liberating people from command and control structures and enabling them to work in the manner of high-performance teams where everybody contributes and everybody cooperates in order to achieve a common goal is what matrix structure should do. Effective matrix structures unclog an organization's communication, ideas and suggestions, resources, innovation, and bridge the gap between strategy and execution. While it may seem easier to a manager to tell people what to do, rather than spend time asking them for ideas and suggestions and discussing with them, it is not necessarily faster. Making values come alive. Companies that focus on developing a strong set of corporate values over an extended period of time outperform companies that do not by a factor of 5 to 6 times. Commonly accepted organizational values create a focused, consistent, and unified approach to customers, markets, and to competition. However, many stated corporate values are simply a PR exercise that don't reflect reality. One of the reasons is that value statements are an organizational must-have. Creating commitment to common values takes hard work. Companies often just invent a set of statements and leave it at that. Measuring the degree to which values are internalized involves the use of behavioral questionnaires that determine specifically what people are doing as they manage their jobs. Values need to be translated into behavioral terms. Commitment to a value manifests itself in a number of behaviors. If you do these things, then it is a clear demonstration that you subscribe to a value. If you don't do these things, then it means you don't. Any organization that is serious about its values needs to look at how its people are behaving. Actions, not words, tell the story. Individual continuous performance improvement. All performance improvement begins with individuals. Because change is incremental, effective adaptation to change should also be incremental. To be effective, you should continuously adapt your behavior to the constant small changes taking place in your job. This is the process of continuous performance improvement. It means you get to the front of the wave and you stay there. Nothing of worth is achieved without effort. Institutional continuous performance improvement. Continuous performance improvement requires an investment of time and effort, a lot of it up front. It's not a process that can be switched on once and expected to run without further effort or intervention. The process is essentially the same whether it is applied to an individual, to a team, or an entire organization. The first prerequisite is a clear sense of a performance goal. Without strong commitment to achieving a goal, behavior change never takes place, no matter what the level or scale. And goals that drive change either involve seeing the light. We would all like to believe that people respond to the logic of the need for change, but the fact is they seldom do. Change is driven much more by emotion than logic. The process of continuous performance improvement is based on the principles of behavior kinetics, and there is a series of steps that need to be borne in mind. Change is a stepwise process. You start at the beginning, and you proceed one step at a time towards reaching a change goal. If you want to run a marathon, you start with your current level of fitness and you work every day on getting fitter and running a bit further. Continuous performance improvement is not difficult to achieve. The key is to focus on behavior and to make sure it's observable and measurable. It requires tenacity and focus. The steps are known and easy to define. If you follow them, you will improve performance.